chaz that we did yesterday, and then try to organize the shitas that we showed him over here. So yesterday we explained that the Gemara that Rav Yosef introduces the din of Rav and Shmuel as supporting Rav Kahana's din. That in Chovetz Kedera, or Daisa Kein Chovetz Kedera, which we understand to mean that you have flour and water and honey, or flour and water and oil and honey, but even though Rava said you make a bracha shahakoil, because the honey is the ikir, Rav Kahana said that the mezainis is the ikir. So he explained in order not to be a machleik is mamash of a siyus, you have to say that the ikir is really the honey. Let's say right now ikir means that that's the main purpose for eating it. One wants a honey taste. And Rav Kahana is being mechadesh that since there is Rav Kahana is being mechadesh that we look at it as if the flour is the ikir. Why do we have to say that way? Because otherwise there's no way to justify Rav Yehuda. If the flour was the ikir, so then Rav Yehuda doesn't get off the ground. On the other hand, if the honey is the ikir, either because of the kavanah of the person who's eating it, so then we understand Rav Yehuda, and we understand the Zechidish that Rav Kahana said. Alright? And that's very consistent with Rav Kahana and Daf Lamites. And there Rav Kahana seems to say again that he's a Chiddush. He's a Chiddush that even though you have lift and soilas, and let's assume for the moment that the soilas is not the major content there, then we can question that. Or let's assume for a moment that the flour is not the main reason for eating it. Right? He eats it for the lifter, for the silka. So if Kahana's chiddush over here would seem to carry it through over there. So that's why it's good. And then Rav Kahana says, no. Hodder, he says, no, in that case, he will not maintain his chiddush because of Zladevik Balma. So that's how we're learning Pshat in the Gemara. Rav Kahana's being Mechadesh Adin Lagave Kemach. Alright? Exactly, what is that chiddush? Smada Iker. What does that mean, Smada Iker? So we saw there are two ways to interpret that in the Rishonim. One way is the Rajbo and the Meiri that says Rav Kahana and Rav and Shmuel are saying the same thing. And the other is the Rivav who says they're not saying the same thing. Alright? If they are saying the same thing, so then what we're saying is that both Rav Kahana and Rav and Shmuel are saying that Smoda Kemach is the main ingredient, even when by the normal ways that we evaluate Tofel V'Iker, it's not the Iker. In a normal Tofel V'Iker analysis, the flour would not be the Iker. Rav Kahana, Rav and Shmuel say, Kol Sheyesh V'Chamesh Saminim, the flour is the Iker. Alright, what does that mean? Let's explain the Rivav for a moment. The Rivav says that Rav Kahana is saying one din, and Rav Yosef is saying we don't follow Rav Kahana. However, we'll come to the same conclusion based on Rav and Shmuel. Let me explain. Rav Kahana holds, like we just said, the flour is the Iker, and Rav and Shmuel say it's not the Iker, but Chazal were machshev it as if it's the Iker. Right. So those are the two. I was working on it to try to be magdi, try to form a little bit better than yesterday. So the machlekes that we are looking at right now, which is important for us because this is a machlekes in how to understand Rav and Shmuel. We pass on Rav and Shmuel, is what's pshat in kol sheyesh boy? Is pshat in kol sheyesh boy like Rav Kahana? Small there is ikur, finished. Like Rashba, Meiri say, or is the pshat? We don't follow Rav Kahana. Small there is ikur. We have a different din. We will be machshiv the flower as if it's the ikur. Right? So let's explain a little bit deeper, a little better, I should say. That if you follow the Rashba and the Meiri, so then the pshat is that Rav and Shmuel are saying, smad is ikir. The normal approach of Tafel v'ikir would not render that smad is ikir. Tafel ikir, the normal analysis would say, smad is, but halacha is identifying that smad is with the ikir. That what's really being, what do you mean? I have honey and I have flour and I have oil. So, normal analysis of ikir and tafel would be what's the main purpose for eating this? What's the main ingredient? We'll discuss it later on. And the answer apparently is honey. Rav and Shmuel are saying, according to Rashba and the Meiri, that if there's flour there, Allah Chazal are telling you smod azikir. Chazal are telling you that the flour is giving you some nourishment. It's filling you up. So even though your interest might be the taste, right? Your interest might be to have a glob of honey in your mouth. I can't take a spoon of honey, so you mix. So you have honey, right? You want a sweet taste, you want a candy. So you could take sugar directly, you could take chocolate directly. No. So you want a more sophisticated time. So you take chocolate with flour in it. Right? But the ikir, both in terms of interest and in terms of amount, is the chocolate. So comes Rav and Shmuel and say, Chazal are identifying the ikir is the flour because of all the different things that are happening over here, the sweet taste, and the fact that you feel full, Chazal is saying the more important thing is to feel full. And that's what the flower is doing for you. Right? So the point is Chazal are not reinterpreting something, they're identifying something. There are several different things that the different ingredients are accomplishing. Chazal is saying that once flour is there, since flour will provide being feeling full, so that is the more important thing that's going on. Right? We're not going bossy roy, we're not going bossy urinte. Fine. That's one way of interpreting it. Alright? The other way of interpreting it is that is what we were saying the Rivav and the Ridvar are saying. And they're saying, by all counts, the flower is not the most significant thing over here. Chazal are now being machshiv, they are reinterpreting. They're changing the rules. And they're saying, we're telling you, make the brach on the flour. We are being machshiv. In Chazal's eyes, we're making it more significant. Alright? And that seems to be their machshiv. If you look at the lishonis of the Rishonim, and we did yesterday, so that's what we saw. The Rivav says, machshiv ki ikar. Right? That's not the Rashba. The Rashba said the zikar. Rashba says that's with Hachshara Soichel. Right? So that's what we pointed out yesterday. And the next step, that's the main difference. Right? We broke it into two broad groups. Right? The truth is we will re-identify separate things a little bit further on. But those are the two groups over here. The two ways of understanding Rav and Shmuel. Either it's Mamish Iker or Machshivek Iker. Right, now I want to go deeper in this idea. What else did we explain yesterday? We said that you can see the distinction of the two approaches in their concern of the mission of the chaser. You have a piece of bread, Mamish a piece of bread, because you want to get the salty taste out of your mouth. Right? So for the Rivav, that was a kasha. For Tosfos, for the Rashba, it's not a kasha. Why is that? For Tosfos, for the Rashba and the Mishnah, it's not a kasha, because they're simply identifying there are different purposes going on when a person has flour and honey mixed together. So we're identifying for you that we think what the more important purpose is, definitely the bracha on that, right? So in that case, a chaser, there's no way you can identify the chaser as the ikar. Can't be. A chaser is clearly there to serve as the whole maisa chila, to make it feel better. Fine, right? Have the you go to fancy weddings, and you have the sorbet after the in the middle of the meal. Before the main meal, to clean the palate, right? So that's it's all you can say. It's clearly serving the whole maisa chila, the whole situation. Right? Now, however, the Rebbe Babson is a difficult kasha. His problems with it. Why is it for the Rebbe Babson a difficult kasha? Because the Rebbe Babson approach of the Chazal were machshiv something that's really not choshev. Right? According to the Rashba and the Meiri, Chazal were identifying there are several things that are important going on over here. We usually identify Rome or intent as being what's Keveya. Chazal is saying, so it is the Iker. Mizainis is the Iker. According to Rivav, Chazal had been machshiv something which is really not important. So therefore the Rivav says, if that's the case, I'm taking mamash a piece of bread. Right? Ein lechom mizain is godol mizain. Right? So it's true that I'm having it for an unimportant verse, but Chazal being machshiv is unimportant. So therefore, if I have a mamash, a piece of bread, it should be machshiv it. So the Rivav explains, no, because they're not betar roives, it's a kevetch out of it. Right? Because it's not betar roives, it's counterintuitive. I'm not so concerned with the teretz right now, but the hechreich of the kasha shows, highlights the difference between these two mehalchim. There, next, explained yesterday. Again, what's a nafka minimum between the two? The nafka minimum is going to be when a person puts flour in either to increase, either to stretch something. Right? People have means, so they have to stretch. And all of a sudden they find that a family of five is coming, and it's Friday, and they have the same chopped fish as they had yesterday for a family of two. Now it's to feed seven. So what do? Is you put in flour, right? So these are in Europe. You have chopped chicken. Yeah, you don't have enough chicken. So you chop it down and you add flour, right? So what is the, it's not Ledevik Ba'alma. The flour is not there to keep the chicken together. The flour is there to stretch it. The flour is there lenafeach, to inflate the volume. Right? You want all your guests to have chicken and flour. You don't have chicken for them. So you have to give them flour which tastes like chicken. It's the best you can do. Right? So that's lenafeach. Right? That was a knedel. Right? So most of the flour, maybe that could be that you're talking about the flour taste. I don't know. Or the Amenezer speaks about, and I think it's Lamhei Lamches, I think he spoke to, asked his mother something about why she puts flour in. She said, he puts it to give it a fluffy taste. In other words, it was very, very dense. Right? It was a very, very heavy kind of a dish. So you put the flour in to make it lighter. To make it, so what's, it's not Ledevik Ba'alma, right? It's not the Iker. The Iker is the, is the chicken or the fish? So how do you fit that? So how do you interpret that? How do you pass in that case? So depends. I understand the pshat in Ledevik Ba'alma, right? If Ledevik Ba'alma means all sorts of things that are not included in the important parts of achila, so then lahagdil or lahokel and afeach or lahokel are really in the category of devik ba'alma. If on the other hand the devik ba'alma means the most minor purpose that you can use something for, simply to hold two things together, so then lenafeach and lahokel really are part of the achila. Right now, so how are we going to interpret what Ledevik Ba'alma means? So, Lech Eira, Lech Eira said the following. if, right? If the pshat in Rav and Shmuel, right here, I can't bring a strong raya for this. It would seem. Let's think of that together. If the pshat in Rav and Shmuel is kol sheyesh boy, that the flower is accomplishing something significant. And Chazal, but it's not the Iker. And Chazal are saying, we're telling you it's the Iker. We're telling you it's the Iker. Right? L'devek va'alma, that means that the flower is bechlal, not accomplishing anything important at all. So then, if you put flower in, lehagdil unafeich, what would the din be? What would you say?
According to the Rav's approach, then according to the Rav's approach, I would see that anything more than just, again, like you already said, the most minor purpose, pulling it together, would be, considered like mezuzos, right? You have to make a mezuzos, can be considered some kind of acre.
Right.
According to the Rashba, it's not really like that. Is that Chazal only identified things, it only identifies it as nicker. Well, it identifies nicker any other way besides the letter.
In which, according to whom do you see the Degam as being a narrow, minimal, which is the narrow understanding of the Degam?
Well, according to the Rashba, it's
no. What do you say, Avi? According to the Rashba, why?
It's there, it's sight, no matter what.
So both of you are agreeing that according to Rivav, right, Ledevik Ba'alma is. Ledevik Ba'alma should be the narrower case. Right. Right? You disagree. You disagree. Right? Let's see why that's important. Right? Let's see in a moment. The methods of madness. According to. Right? It's clear to everybody here that. According to Rivav, the Devek Ba'alma is very, very small and narrow. Why? Because according to Rivav, Chazal are being machshir something which is not really choshev. So that means that we should have an expanded, there should be more situations where according to Rivav we'll make a bar minhag zonos. According to the Rashba and the Meiri, there has to have some chashivas to it. According to Rivav, no. The whole purpose of Rav and Shmuel is to be machshiv something which will be nachoshev. So now it's the Devek Ba'alma, I can't help you out with that, right? The Devek Ba'alma is just there to stick two things together, right? I really want to have peanuts, right? But I don't know, for some reason, I want to stick it together with, I want to have beans, like Tosha's case, I want to have beans. But it's going to be hard to have beans without the pick it up on a spoon, without some flour to bring it together. So in that case, the Rivav says it can't be machsh of that. Right? I'll say it even sharper. The Mishmuz is the solution. The point of the Devek Ba'alma means that the flour is there mamish to service the other ingredients. Ein lecha tofel gadol mizeh. The only purpose of the flour is because I really want the other ingredients. It's the only purpose at all. So the purpose is not lenafeach, not lahagdil, not achila. It's just to stick two things, a piece of taste, a piece of paint, tape. That's a Rivav says it can't be machshav that. Anything else, you can still be machshav. That's where Kahana is going. All right? Now, hold on. On the other hand, if you hold that Chazal, who are identifying, there are numerous different things that mezainis, that flour can accomplish. And we usually identify Iker by interest, by kavana, or by roiv. Later, sugya later on. And Chazal is saying, when it comes to mezoinos, so there are numerous reasons why you may have mezoinos and you may have kemach in there. And we're telling you that we're identifying for you that hayois, the flour, is going to give you greater nourishment. Natak is the more chashif thing. All right? Now, hodu kush l'duchta. Let's say I have the flour is there to create volume. Was that?
Isn't that the same thing as
Lasod? So, is it the same thing as Lasod? No? What's your suffix?
You're only adding the flour so that more people can get full.
So it accomplishes Lasod, right? So that should be another situation where Chazal can say your intent was to stretch it. Your real intent was to provide nourishment. Now let's say you're using it to make it fluffy. Okay. No, what do you say?
I was just saying, I think that I like right. Like I almost say this reading, but look at what you say this a little bit, because he also maybe say the other way.
No, go ahead.
Because he focuses on time. So it means it has to be, you have to be putting it in there for something that in general you put food in for. And so but here you just throw it in to just make it look bigger. So maybe the Rav would use.
Okay, so you're saying very good. You're saying that I want to. We'll come back to the point in Mamash in 2 minutes. Go ahead.
No, I was saying, okay, also on the other side with the Rashman and the Eerie, as Rabbi said, there's a wide spectrum of things that flour can accomplish. So therefore, if it accomplishes something that one would, that you can flour for this reason, meaning you're not using flour, there's nothing else to do, it's using flour for a reason of flour, and it's accomplishing its purpose. So therefore,
right. Now, who can argue against that? Go ahead. No, we're going against that. Yeah. Go ahead.
You can't say the Amalek is in the ears of the first Ba'avos, you don't say Boremin and Zonos.
Say it again, what?
He says if you do it to thicken it, you don't say Boremin and Zonos.
He says you would not say Zonos.
Yeah.
Why not?
So it sounds like it's like the first Amalek that we're saying that's not, because I didn't identify that as Kosho at that point.
Okay, so we'll come back to Nakuna in a minute, but now go ahead.
Furthermore, again, it's not the most minor purpose. The most minor purpose you can possibly use the flour for is just to hold the things together. To make a fluffy is already beyond it.
Oh, so according to Rebab, we would make mezonos. So what about the Tosfos and Rashba?
Again, it would be like we said before. Again, there would be more situations according to the Rebab where you have to make mezonos and less according to the Rashba.
Now look at Tosfos. Okay? Kol sheyesh bo. Right, so again, just to try to make this as clear as possible, not to get confused. We identified a machlekes rishonim and how to learn pshat in Rav and Shmuel. Alright? And that's negeila maiser. How to learn pshat in Rav and Shmuel. Whether Chazal are identifying that the flower here should be seen as chashiv, or with the Chazal is saying they're machshiv. We'll discuss svaros in a moment, right? But that seems pretty clear in the Rishon. What we haven't, but should very now make it clearer, is that in these two groups there seems to be subgroups. In other words, as Adam pointed out, the Rivav is not entirely like the Ritva, because the Rivav does require time. But the way that I would understand that is that unless the kemach is giving some tam, then Chazal weren't machshav. There's a certain limitation of what they were machshav. So the Rivav is different than the Ritva, only in that the Rivav says the only machshav that has some tam. The lush of the Rivav is like the Ritva. Chazal being machshav, that which does not deserve being machshav. So why does he throw in tam? He's saying, unless it gives some tam, Chazal would not be machshav. But the same token, what Josh pointed out, is that even the Meiri has the same lashon as the Rashba, like Gavi Ar Gemara. The Meiri probably is a slightly different mahalach than the Rashba, because the Meiri says it has to have the ikur shein. So the Meiri apparently is saying that Chazal identified kemach as being the ikur, however, they didn't identify that it gives nourishment as, what's the ikur? Shein. It has to be called a flower product. It has to be, a person thinks of, person thinks say in our situation where the flower is being thrown in to stretch the fish, the Niri may say in that case it's never Kori Al Shem, we never call it a fish patty. We call it gefilte fish. Imagine again if you would refer to it as a fish patty, then already it could be that it's Kori Al Shem, the flower. Right? So let's say that would be a good nafkamina. According to Meiri, if I'm stretching fish, I'm making a fish patty, a salmon patty, and then I'm stretching it, I'm making a hamburger, and I'm so then, in the case of the fish patty, I would be able to make a mezainis on it. All right, the Rajba and the Tosfos, as far as I can see, do not talk about korishe. So even though they're in the same school, so to speak, there would be significant differences. All right, now let's look at the Tosfos. Kol sheyesh b'mechameshes haminim mevorach l'gor minim zenis v'chein she'oysin mikemach u'mayim oy mechol mevorach aleihen borei minei v'zenis v'chein kishenoysin kemach l'soich poilin or l'soich adoshim oy krishim. V'chein l'seich shkedim she'oisin l'choyle im osin oso k'day she'yisod alev oz tzorech l'varech borei b'nei mezoynes v'im l'devek ba'almam enay tzorech l'varech borei b'nei mezoynes. So the lashon of enay tzorech l'varech borei b'nei mezoynes is a difficult lashon. Should be enay mevorech, right? That's number one. Number two is that Tosfos, even though Tosfos says, "Im osan oso kidei she yisod alev." If the flower is there, in order to provide some nourishment. So again, even though the ikur is the beans, kishen noisin kemach l'terech poilin l'terech adasha or l'terech shkedim. So im osan oso kidei she yisod alev. If we're adding the flower in because we want it to provide more nourishment, then tzorach levarach bar minei mezonis. In the devek ba'alma, in it's a levarach bar minei mezonis. All right? Look at the Tosfos HaRosh. Yeah, everybody has a Tosfos HaRosh, no? You have either in the Oz V'Hod at the back. Rav and Shmuel Amitavayu. So he just looks towards the bottom. Because first he discusses the Paskin. We don't pass on the Urbans. Sorry, at the top. Hani trei meim the Rav Shmuel hach kai ma'isa. The kol she yesh mechamish is a minin kai blin kavos sayu. The Rav Yosef ma'isi minei raya hilchach. Kol dovar she ikir mishibes a minin. Avol ruba bimin acher. Mevorach en log bari minei mizay nois. Lubis saif brach achas me ein sholosh. Taisir Rosh says, learns similar to the Rajbah. You have flour in there. So there's a she'ikar mishivas aminim. Even though roy is a min acher, what does that mean? Ikar shivas aminim. Avol tavshon leisim sham kemach lahak pois hamachol uledovkoi, just to gel it. Leichoshev ikar, that's not considered ikar. Kemil lekamon. It's the book of Yalma. To make a bar for your dhamma. Right, so that's what would lead me to say that the Tesis and hold like the Rashba, that there are different ways, there are different purposes for which one eats, right? The Lashon of the Rashba is Kavana Sachila. There are different accomplishments that every ingredient has. So one ingredient, if you have beans and flour, so it could be the beans are the reason why I'm eating it. The beans are giving me the taste that I want. They may be giving me the protein that I want. On the other hand, the flour is sauce. So they're different ikorim. The beans are the major volume over here. So different ways to look at what the ikor is over here. So Chazal is saying, we're identifying for you this ikor one, ikor three. Whenever there's flour, that's the ikor. Right? That's the ikor you use. But it has to be in the ballpark of an ikor. And it's not, if it's Ledevik Ba'alma, then it clearly is not accomplishing. It can't be identified. Right? Lechoshev Iker. That's not considered. It's not Lechshivok Iker. Lechoshev Iker. So if it's not one of the Ikarim, it's not, to use a Lashon Rashba, Lekavona Sachila, it's not accomplishing one of the goals of Ochel. One of the goals of Ochel is to feel nourished. One of the goals of Ochel is to have a certain taste. One of the goals of Ochel is to have a certain, nowadays, that maybe have a certain amount of, what do you call it? Protein. So Tosfos says, whenever there's mezonos there, we don't care what the other, what else is going on. As long as the mezonos part is providing some, one of the ikori achizah. So if that's what, assuming, and I think it's correct to say that our Tosfos holds like the Tosfos of Rosh, the Tosfos of Yechosid is the same thing, and all the Tosfos are saying the same thing. So now when we read our Tosfos, he's saying, no, so now I have beans. Clearly, it's a machal of beans. I'm not sure if the Miri would go along with this Tosfos. It's all shame the beans. Right? Elamai, it's kidei sheyis oid alev. If one is providing this macho in order that people should feel nourished, so make him a zaynos, because your flour is accomplishing one of the kari achila. In the devek ba'alma, it's not one of the kari achila. Right? Now, so if it's the devek ba'alma, and a tzorech levarech, bari minei v'zaynos. V'toiv, lehachmir ulegomei b'soich seuda liachar birchas amoitzi, but it's better to cover yourself, which means that apparently there's some suffering over here, right? V'toiv, and it's better lehachmir ulegomei b'soich seuda. We're going to discuss why he didn't say v'toiv lehachmir v'loimah shahako, right? The suffix shakal. So the numerous terutz we can give. One terutz is, then you're stuck at the other end. To make an almechia, to make a bar nefoshes. So you haven't really, right? Another solution that I saw, this in Kaplan is a solution, that when it comes to shkedim, it's not a shakal. See, the bar creates a bar mezonos. So you can't get out by saying a shakal. Right? So, in any event, Tosfos is still very difficult to understand. Because Tosfos all of a sudden assumes v'toyv lahachmir, v'toyv lahachmir. Where was the suffix? So that's what I was pointing out. You see, there is a built-in suffix over here. That's why Avi and Ariel, right? So when you look at Tosfos' shita, it's not poshut. How to define the shita? I have something here. Why am I putting in the flour? Right? In other words, the flour apparently is lahagdil ochel probably. It's not the devik ba'alma. It's to give greater bulk to my beans. Right? That's what it sounds like. So now when I want to give greater bulk to my beans, the question is, so what is that? Is that one of the kari achila? Or is that just a form of devik ba'alma? So apparently Tosfos is saying, he's noted to say Kedesh Yisod Alev. But he understands that by saying Kedesh Yisod Alev, he's entering into an ambiguity. Is he saying this is definitely now to provide one of the Kari Achila? No, so he's saying Mizonos, no question. Or is he saying I really want to provide beans? Right? I really want to provide fish for my guests. But I don't have fish for the guests. So I have to add something in. L'hagdil o'ichel. That's devik ba'alma. I really want to provide fish. L'maisa, it will be sod inche. So the neti of Tosfos is to say mizaynais. But apparently, since there is an ambiguity, so he says it's built. That's the pshat of the Elia Rav on this Tosfos. The Tosfos is saying there is some suffix over here. And Kivayu's kasha is. What's Tosfos? The lashon is difficult, which we haven't solved, right? Tosfos shkedim teichasud eton bracha. So that is also there are ways to resolve that Tosfos that kasha. See later on. It could be. Discuss it later on when we discuss the issue of Perish Pesei Chasuda. So we'll come back to this. But the Lashon of Toiv L'Hachamir L'Gomoy should have some kind of suffix. That's the Eliyahu Rava's approach. The Taz is a very Mechudishtik approach, which is an important issue that has to be raised. The Taz's approach to this Tosfos is that this Tosfos is raising the following question. What happens when the Roiv is flour? But the purpose is Ledevik Ba'alma. The roiv is flour. So now, do you say that Ledevik Ba'alma even overturns the din of roiv? The kashin ikin tofel b'chlal. It becomes a stronger kashin mezenis. So the Taz says that was the suffix of Tosfos. Again, it's very creative. I don't know how you get it from the Tosfos exactly. But you have to know it because this is a very famous Taz. He raises the kasha. Alright? So again, what we're suggesting is that this Tosfos falls in line with the Rashba and the Meiri in Bederach Klal. Memela, there's going to be a Sofek because according to Tosfos, the ideal of Devik Ba'alma is not the narrowest form like the Rivav, and it's impossible to be Machshavit. No. The devik ba'alma means when it's not a kamchumi kori achil, right? Open the Rambam. Perek gimel halacha vav. Did I do wrong? Did I do it wrong? Bracha is gimel vav. Maybe let's go, if you don't mind, let's go up to Dalit. Kemach shall echem echem meches haminim. Shebishle ba'kedeirim bein levade bein she'ir bein varm acherim. Damn it. Okay, thank you very much. Kigoyin. levivos, ukiyesi behen, v'chein adogon shecholkei hoikotsho yobishol v'akdeira, right, ukiyesi behen, that's called masa kedeira, v'chein kol tavsho shehira behen v'chamesh zambinim mekemach v'yipas, v'or v'nei mizonis. Bameh dvar mamurim, that we say that kemach, which is mixed with other things in mizonis, kisho yemin hazechoshu v'etzliv lo yutfeila, alvoy echa mechamesh zambinim, she'irev tfeila in a vorech elal yikur point is a tfeila. That's true for all brachas, right? Vav keitz adi ad tfeila mreves kigoyin lefes a kruv shibishloi ve'irev v'ikemach shel echa mechamesh zambinim kedei ledovkoi. What is an example of tofel? And it's according to Rambam. Well, you tell me. According to Rambam, how does Rav understand the din of Rav and Shmuel? Keitzad yad tfeila merevis. Kegoyin lefes ikruv shebishloi ve'irev ve'ikemach shalecha mechamesh daminim. Kedei ledovkoi eina mevorech olov vermeni mezoinois. Shalefes hu ikur ve'kemcha ve'kimchoi tfeila. Now, here's the line that I want to focus on. Shekol dovar shema arvin oi soy le devek oi kidei litein reyach oi kidei le tzvoyes atavshil harei zu tzvila. Avalim irev kidei litein tam mita roivres hari uiker. Lefichach minei dvash im evash lai soy ve noisim ben chola vachita kidei le dabek vo oisim ben minei mesika eine mevarach alav bari minei mezainois. That's the way they used to make candy. In Yerushalayim, right to this day, on Pesach, when you can't, in Pesach, so many people don't buy anything they don't make in their own house. That's make candy. So they make candy by taking sugar and boiling up the sugar. What's called caramelizing it. Right, just boiling up sugar in a pot. And letting it cool down, and so you have gobs of sugar. So that's one approach. When you're more sophisticated, so you have gobs of sugar, and you throw the things inside of it. Right. So here, they figured a way of making candy with honey, but they threw in some flour in order to give it some substance. But the dvash was the ikar, right? So what's the Ram's overall approach? The gabi the din of kol. No. Is it what? No, what was it? Just formulated on his own for a second.
I'm not sure. I was just concentrating on one line.
We'll come back to that line in a minute, just in general.
So
correct. Right? It's a shift in Iker V'Tofel. He wants to be Magdir with that. We didn't discuss it. We haven't discussed Iker V'Tofel yet. But the Ram is very clear in saying that it's not that we're saying there's no Iker V'Tofel Agave Kamach. No, there is an Iker V'Tofel, but Iker V'Tofel will be defined differently. Right, so that sounds much more like. Correct, right? Now, let's focus on one line. Lefichach, and I'm saying it's the same as the Rashba, but it's the same school as the Rashba. Right? Lefichach, there's a Rambam, Avolim Irev Kidei Litein Tam, Harei Uiker. But Kol Dover Shema Arvin is Oysel Debek, Oy Kidei Litein Reyach, Oy Kidei Litzboyas Atavshol. So, is this Rambam closer to the way that we're interpreting the Ritva and the Rivav, or closer to interpreting Rashi and Tez and Rashba? The Rivavs. Why?
Because the Rivav says that anything that adds taste
to it. Right. No, he's saying that part is correct. I'm saying, but now take the other side. But it was there to provide color, or litin reyach. So then you have to say that it's tofel.
Okay.
No. So that score probably fits in either one.
Right.
But on the way that he defines the debit, Correct, right?
Right, as I said, it makes it both.
So I think it's closer to the Rashbam and the Tosfos, because he's saying that the Devik Ba'alma, even certainly the way that we impose on the Rivav, I stress that we impose on the Rivav, that if the Devik Ba'alma is your minimal involvement of flour because it's really servicing the other foods, Reyach is not servicing the other foods. Seva probably also not. In the American mindset, you don't think in those terms. The American mindset, the reason why you color something is to sell it, to make it attractive. So you could argue that that's what seva is, right? Seva is you want people to eat your food, so you have to make it colorful, right? You want people to eat this, so you have to put reich inside of it. So I think it's an American approach. I don't think that's an indigenous, I think it's a madover. I think the way that people look at it before we got so brainwashed by marketing is that the different hanoas you get from ochel. So one hanoa is the reich, one hanoa is the tzeva, right? Kadosh Baruch Hu, we don't assume that Kadosh Baruch Hu made the apples red and bananas yellow and oranges orange because for marketing purposes. He wouldn't be able to sell all the different fruit unless he. We assume because Baruch Hu introduced different hanois into the world. So one hanois is the different colors. So that's how I looked at the Rambam. The Rambam have to get out of the American mindset. The American mindset is the only reason why you're putting food coloring in this piece of cake is because you'll have an easier time selling last week's cake as rainbow cake. You sell it as last week's cake, it's not going to sell. You put different colors in it. It's all crazy over it. All right, so now you can sell something, right? You give it a different aroma, but that's, I don't think it's put in the Rambam. The Rambam is saying the different hanois. So if it's a devik ba'alma, that's the only way you can keep these two beans together, right? That it's mamish servicing, it's mamish atofa. All right, so that's why I thought therefore the Rambam is really an expanded notion of the Rambam is saying that as long as the Kemach is providing one of the Hanois for which we eat, so we can still right.
He's giving all the examples of.
And then I raise it trailer. Yeah. You're right. Litein reyach akedei letzboi as a tavshul. Then we have to say for carrot. We have to say that. Because they're just to service the other foods. I think you have to say that the Ram is in the school of the Rashbon and the Rosh, because the Ram still sees it as an Iker and Tofel. He doesn't see it as being Machshev. Right? But
what else could be low town besides for these things?
Say it again?
What else could be in the category of low town besides for these things?
The category of below town?
Yeah.
Say it again?
Like the Rebbe said that as long as that it's built by, it has to be given town.
Yeah.
So what else could be in that category besides for the things that the Rambam listed? Meaning the Rambam, the Sailor Devik, he says, the Devik or Rea, which
right.
Isn't that, aren't those all the things that would be.
No. So it could be no. So I have to say a little bit differently. That not only the Rivav says that if mamash is ledevik ba'alma, so then that's considered to, that's not choshev b'chlal. The Rambam would say that. I would say that these are not called hanois achila. it's not there just to service the food, but it's not a normal hatnas achila. So therefore, it's in that case the kemach is still tofel. Not like the rivah that says mamish just to stick things together, right? But it's clearly not kedei l'soed. Right? Not the way I was saying that this is one of the hatnas achila. I would not say that. It's not one of the hatnas achila to have an enrollment of a color. Go ahead.
I think it's leaving
in
between,
say, if there's tam, so that's for sure the
zonos. Sod and tam. Right, so there's a non-substantial change, so we call it the color and the rayah, but then what about where it's a substantial change, but it's not for conversion, so it's like you talked about expanding it, that kind of.
So what is a more choshev thing? To say reyach or to give it more volume? Was that?
Say volume for sure.
I wasn't sure. Was
that?
Or that affects. Look, Igor Godel means that, right?
That affects the achila. Reyach doesn't affect the achila.
Right. I think it's correct. So I think it's you have to say. I think it's you have to say the Rambam, not the way I was presenting it, a little bit differently. The Rambam is like the Rosh and the Rashba, but these are not Hanois Achila. So, but they're not the Nevek B'Yalma. Alright? L'chor, that's... Now, let's stop for a moment, just try to give a Hezber HaDavar over here. Alright? So we identified so far we have a chance, specifically the Or Sameach, and this Rambam Gimel Vav is very interesting. Or Sameach. There's one of the things we didn't do in terms of Pshat in the Gemara is what was the Havamin and Maskonah of Kahana on Daf Lametes. Right, first he thought that the silka flower combination is going to be a mizoynus, and then he said no, that's only the Emek Ba'alma. So what was the Havamin of Rav Kahana? Right, so the Or Sameach discussed that the Gimel Vav and the Avnei Nezer. I think it's Lamed Hey, maybe Lamed Ches. So the two interesting Mahalchim over there. The Avnei Nezer really is another comment in the Taz. Okay, but let's go slowly. So now, what will be the Hezber Adar? In other words, so we've identified that some Rishonim say that Chazal broke the usual rules of Iker V'Tofel when it comes to Kemach. And they said as long as the Kemach is doing Me'ikorei Achila, or the Me'ivri Akriyas Shem, so then you make him a Zaynus. Right? According to the Rivav, according to the Ritva, let's say, right? According to the Ritva, is that Chazal were being Machshiv Kemach. And he said, as long as there's kemach there, we are telling you that is meikori. It may not be servicing ikori adover. As long as it's not mamish atofel and devik bialma, right? So once you have these two mahalchim, so we have to understand how do they differ in understanding the bracha of vermin ibzainas. In other words, there should be a different approach to Berman and Mizonis, which would yield, according to the Rashba, that we're making a Mizonis when, as long as the Kemach is servicing one of the Anois Achila, there's Loshan of the Rashba's Kavana Achila, there's even a Loshan Hechsher Achila, right? And the Ritvo says, no, Chazal were Machshir Kemach, even if it's. As long as it's not a mamish atofel. How do you understand it? Josh, what would you say?
Why are we grouping the Rebbe?
We're grouping it together because they had the same pshat in Rav Kahana and Rav and Shmuel. So therefore, both are saying that Rav and Shmuel had a different din than Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana said, Smo the Iker, Rav and Shmuel said something a little bit different. So it sounds like what they're saying is, Rav Kahana said, like the Rashba is Rav Shmuel. Smud is talking to Ike. Rav Shmuel said, no, no, no. Even if it's not Meikar Yechila, Afal Pike. Right? Why did we do that? That was the pshat. The Rebbe was very clear about that. So in the Ritva's Lashon, on this Nakuda, the Rebbe of Kuli says this.
Yeah.
Right?
The reverse,
he's focusing on Dila olam chamesh laminim iker. B'tama de milsa, tikishu b'tar reyves afilu mutni kol mokam leikir tavshulu b'sham. V'afilu shemar b'beshar minim have ikir legabe. B'kol mokam came into mikir tavshul b'choshim. So it sounds like el afilu b'tar reyves. Kol zeman she'enay me'ikar etavshel she'enay bola kavanas lechila klal, right? So he says. So when it comes to tavshel lifter, the yod be'kimcha v'gab the mavshe be'kimcha. This is really the taz. Right? So he apparently explains that if it's mamash to the book of Alma. So that's why we would put it. That's why the Ritva had the same kasha from the Meliach case. Right, that's why we put them together. But the Rivav is different. The Rivav so has to be some time.
Right.
Now, so how do we explain the difference between in terms of understanding what the Burma is meaning of Zionis is? No, if we try to work it out. Go ahead.
The Tosfos, we hold that the purpose of Mizonos is making bracha. Pointing out the Shivas of the Mizonos, the whole Shivas of the meaning of God is the fact that it's so they live. Because anytime, as long as it's not Shadav Ba'am, as long as it serves some kind of purpose for Ocha, it's always going to be so they live. So it says, you make a bracha on that flower, it should recognize that it's always so they live.
Good, okay. And then we vouch. Okay, good.
I think you have to say it because he's saying that we're attributing Kashivas to it by itself, so because it has a special Kashivas, we're all authentic and it's not the
occurrence. So, why would we attribute Kashivas to it?
Because it's Sarah, yeah. It's not modern, but you don't know why else.
No? What did you say, Ezra?
How are we translating Soviet exactly?
Saturday gives fills the person up.
Why doesn't you have to somehow say why that doesn't happen by the Davik, by Baal? Doesn't fill the person up when it's being used for a different purpose?
the entire purpose is just to ask a good kasha. The way I would understand it is that in the situation where you've used it just to service the other foods, then you can't be machshav it.
Even though the
sun happens. I assume the sun has to happen.
It says
in Osun also. Sorry, what?
It says in Osun also that has to be why you're doing it. It doesn't matter if it gives you sod or not.
What are you reading?
The Tosfos. It says.
Yeah.
So it's, he says that if you're only doing it, it doesn't matter if you are a sod from it.
That in fact might be the sofek in Tosfos. Right? And we expand that to mean if you're doing it for some kavanas achila, but if you're clearly doing it just to service the other foods, right? So then, right? Or if you're clearly not doing it in the sod, that's what the Rambam would say. It's clearly not in the sod. It's clearly the reyach. Let's have it. The emes is going to be, it's going to give you some satisfaction. It has to, right? So the chayra is like this. The issue over here is when Chazal we're misakin a new bracha for mezaynus. They're misakin a new bracha for kemach. Kemach mitaroibis. So they bumped it up of a bor pri adam. Right? Gave it a more specific bracha. So what did they want us to focus on? Every bracha is that Chazal wanted us to focus on some aspect of the bria. It could either be, as we've said many times, because that's the matir, Hashem Oretz Mulaya, or Larvos B'Yir Hashemayim. Right, exactly what Chazal are misaking. But either way, it has to be that they want us to focus on some aspect of the bria. So L'chaira Chazal said that when it comes to Kemach, so they want us to focus on the ability of the Kemach to be amazing. Right? The boy name is Ernest. Because Baruch Hu gave us different ways of filling ourselves up. First, as an apple, so you don't focus on the apple fills you up, you focus on the apple being a prioritz. Tomato, the priadama, one doesn't think of a tomato being sod. When it comes to Mizoinah, so apparently Chazal said here, using the Ritzvah's approach, the greater source of Yir HaShemayim, or the that which you have to give Akkorah to, is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created ways of filling us up, right? Ways of satisfying, nourishing us. I'm not sure if nourishing or filling. I'm not sure if there's much of a difference in this context. So the Rashba and the Balei Tosfos would say that when I'm in some way focused on some of the Hanoah Sachila, in some way focused on Soed, so my bracha focuses on the fact that it's being Soed. On the other hand, if when I look at this, the Mir would say I'm not focused on the Mizonis. That doesn't have a shame Mizonis. Right, the flower over here is only litein reyach, litein tzeva. Right, it's not one of the hanoyis achila. Right, so I'm bechlal not focused on the kemach, and the fact that it's being mazed and soed. Then I don't say bor minei mezonos. If in this context of achila, the kemach is there to give me soed and not achila, then it makes sense to make bor minei mezonos. If, on the other hand, I am machshiv, Chazal say we wanted it is kemach. Right now you're not having it for anos achila. You're having it for tseva and for reyach. As long as I'm the devil, be alma. Right? As long as mamish not to service the other foods. So why make a barbecue business? Why? No. Right now, it's not focused on the soil. No? No, wait, 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 yeah. Was that? The potential, because of the Bekoyach. Chazal said, you look at the min. Question of Chazal and Mesakein, the Mizoinais, saw it, were they saying, if right now you are benefiting, you're suddenly focused on Soed, so make a Barbin of Mizoinais, but if you're Bechlal not focused, I'll make a Mizoinais. And the Rivam, and maybe the Ritzva, except Josh is concerned, so there, he's saying, but if, just like you're saying on Bari pre-Aids, on the pre-Aids, you should be focused on the fact that this has the koyach of being mazen. So right now, it doesn't, you're not using it for being mazen. But your chazal should be machshav it. Because here you have something that gives you nourishment, satisfies you. So then you can understand, but if right now, the only I'm using is a piece of tape, is a piece, some glue, so then it's like a priest's cover. It's like a zilzal almost. You know, I'm using another piece of glue, and I'm saying this has the koyach to be used as a darshani. But that's the pshat in the rivav. You could say I'll be din. It's so insignificant. You could say that if I'm using it in this case for something that's mamish tofel to everything else. So then it doesn't make sense for me to talk about the koyach. Right. So this would fit in, and this was not my reason for shoving the Ritva and the Rivav together. So what I'm saying now, we may have to, it may not be accurate, but it does fit into the overall structure that we established before Yom Tov. If the brachas neveya from Akoras HaToiv, so it makes sense that I'm giving Akoras HaToiv if I'm being nena from it right now. Right. If on the other hand, the Seder of Brachis is Yerushalayim to be marked in different parts of the Bria, so it makes sense that I should make a Bracha in the Bekoyach of something also, even though I'm not being Nana from right now. Right? It's a dachistic distinction, because you can argue you should have Hakoras at different parts of the Bria, and you can have Yerushalayim from some. I think it's consistent. Consistent. All right? Go ahead, Ariel.
I'm just wondering, and it might not be such a question, but according to the Rebbe, where he says that you should focus on the potential, I mean, shouldn't that be in any case where there's an Iker and a Tafel, right? And I would never, and the Tafel is a Mizonos, right? And I would never have eaten the Iker unless I had the Tafel, right? For example, in the case of just the herring, I don't know,
right?
Like, I'm not going to eat it unless I'm eating it with a cracker.
Right.
Unless I'm eating it with a piece of bread or something. So in that case, shouldn't it be that the fact that bread also has the potential to do X, Y, and Z?
Correct. So that's why I suggested, right? Kasha is a good kasha. So the way I was bothered by it. So I suggested one of two approaches. Either say that Alpidin, something which is such a tofel, drops below the radar screen. So it does. So Chazal, when they're menasech the bracha, it's like more of a technical thing. You can't make a bracha on this. You can't exaggerate the bracha over here. You're having it because you could do the same thing with a stick to get rid of the taste. Or the approach I prefer is that it's almost like a steerer. It's ki'ilu, you say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you gave us this thing. It's such a tremendous koyach, it's amazing, it's soy. Right now, I'm just using it as a piece of tape. Right? It's almost like a stira. It's almost like a, you know, it's when a person over exaggerates something, so that's not, it's not in the sinus covenant. It's almost like I'm saying I'm misusing it, ki'ilu. So that's the way I, that's sat better with me. All right? Okay. So he's left to discuss schnitzel and licorice. If anybody can do research on licorice, exactly what the story is with the flour and licorice would be helpful. All right? So tomorrow, we'll discuss schnitzel and licorice. What's that? Oh, but he isn't, I think, doing anything, no? And then we'll...
Summer and tell her to
Rabbeinu, yeah, yeah.
He said that he spoke, I don't know if he personally called to listen, but someone told him, he said the purpose of Kemah is mouthfeel.
Is what?
Mouthfeel. So the science is...
Texture.
They could figure out what it meant, though.
That's one of the nowadays the two kinds of time.